Well, hi, and welcome to the weekly prayer podcast of Parkside Church for the week of December 19th through Christmas. Whether you're out for a walk, on the road, in self-isolation, or maybe you're at home scrubbing something, thank you for joining in a time of guided prayer and intercession. This is going to be our last Press Pray podcast until January 30th. I'm taking some time off between Christmas and New Year's, and then our church has a special prayer and fasting focus for the first few weeks of January that we'll divert our attention to. This week, in our church's missional rhythm, we are praying for our city. The famous passage in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 6 says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts."
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. Lord, you are good. Good.
You're never gonna let me down.
God is holding on. And when the night is holding on to you, God is holding on. Lord, you are good, good. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, so good. Oh, 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 you are good, good. Oh, fill with mercy, fill with peace. You are faithful. You are faithful in all things. You are good and your love endures forever, Lord. You are good. You are good. You are good.
The best gift that we can give our city is a life lived devoted in love and obedience to God. When we love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, we become of the most earthly good to those around us. Take some time to confess your divided heart. Receive God's forgiveness and renew your commitment to be a wholehearted follower of God. Have a fireside chat with Him now. I hope everyone praying today knows their neighbors. If you don't, find a way to get to know them. Christmas is a perfect time for that. Bake some cookies and take them over. Additionally, I hope that you make space to regularly pray for your neighbors. Why don't you take time to pray for your neighbor right now, by name? Ask the Lord to bless them. Ask the Lord to give you favor with them and wisdom in how to lead them to Christ. Pray now. Many in our city are lonely, especially at Christmas. Is there someone that you know that might be lonely this Christmas season? Perhaps you could go out of your way to invite them over or meet up for coffee. Others are grieving the loss of a loved one, and it can be an especially difficult time at Christmas. Pray for some of the people in your life that might find Christmas a hard time of year. Our city has been blessed with many generous and loving agencies that help our city's most marginalized. Organizations like Hope Central, Mission Youth House, UGM, Salvation Army, our food bank, and Mission Community Services, just to name a few. Maybe you have a favorite one. Would you pray for them now? Pray for the leaders, pray for the volunteers, pray for their budgets, pray for the people they serve. Pray for provision and favor, transformation and strength. Pray now. Well, thank you for praying. If I don't connect with you before Christmas or New Year's, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. Have a great week, Parkside.